had the evil to bring to St. Teresa's the little flower of the Friars Rubric. Tuesday, October the 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are temporarily having the vigil on the site of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World Fairgrounds and Flushing, Long Island.
Becoming very lighted, and there the rays of light are a pale blue, and they're forming the letters Y. Y. Now, in the center of the Y, now the Y, the upper part, is becoming a chalice, the cup of the chalice, and standing over the chalice, our lady is coming. I can see our lady in the distance. She's very small. And when she comes in through the distance, she looks like a small figure of a statue. But now, as she's coming closer, our lady's gown is blowing. Through the light, her gown looks like a pinkish color. It's very light and very pink. I believe it's because of the light. Because now our lady is coming out of what appears to be the top cup of the chalice and moving over on to the left side. Oh, our lady looks very beautiful. Oh, she looks very young tonight. And I can see now our lady's hair. I very seldom see her hair coming out from her mantle. And she's smiling. My child, we are very pleased that you have been reading the photographs carefully. I was as much distressed, my child, because of those who have not accepted the graces given to them. These photographs are given often in secret, but because of the ways of the Eternal Father, many will look and still not see. My child, of special methods and meanings. There are many that you will have to point to and describe, for they are only for your eyes. The camera must be blessed to purify them for taking the miraculous photograph. Satan has started a great war against us, my children. Satan will also bring forward false miracles. However, you will not be deceived by them, because he may propagate his error but for a short while. If you will investigate each miracle, the hand of Satan will make itself known. The bleeding statue, my children, must be investigated. Revelation. You will read the visions of John. It is the only manner in which you can prevent the seat of Peter from capitulating and falling into full control of the Antichrist 666 forces. lady. And I can see a group of people coming down now. All their nuns, they have on dark habits. And now one is coming forward, and she's standing next to our lady. Oh, it's St. Teresa. My sister, whatever has possessed you, you set yourselves upon such a course to perdition. Have ye no sense of shame in your attire, exposing your body to lustful eyes? Why have you discarded your protection? What level of purity and sanctity are you when you have become maidens and not brides of Christ? The Eternal Father is watching. He has a very heavy hand, my sisters, that shall be set upon you. You must not follow like sheep to the slaughter the cry of a serpent. You are all binding yourselves to the truth. The road to heaven, my sisters, is a narrow one and not difficult to follow unless you choose to turn away. Even a short duration in the world will starve your soul. You must not, my sisters, give yourselves to the world in thought or deed or dress. Your example must be as one as Our Lady is dressed, a long habit that reaches to the ground. When you, my children and sisters, discard a proper attire, dress, and habit, you do much destruction to your order, to your vocation, for you no longer are an example of purity and commanding respect. You do not receive respect. You are a standard to your vocation, my sisters. You must not be obedient to the cry of a serpent. The rule must be followed within the convent. My sisters, you will gain nothing by leaving and going into the world. It is a deception of Satan to destroy your vocation and true purpose as brides of Christ. Come out of the darkness, my sisters. It is the Eternal Father who is the final judge. But a nun who has left her convent and given herself to the world and seduces a priest, a representative of Christ, to leave his vocation and destroy his soul, that nun shall enter hell. Thank you. and his are hands. The purified body of your Savior. Only the consecrated fingers and hands of the representative of Christ the Lord shall give and bring this gift to mankind. No woman, my sister, shall set herself within the altar railing. No woman shall speak up at the holy service. Have you not forgotten the truth and the rules? It is the eternal Father himself who gave your prophet this rule. A woman must be subservient to man. She is not a chattel. She is a helper of man and husband. But a woman must be to man. She must not assert herself unlessly in the houses of God. Jesus the Lord, your Lord, my sisters and brothers, has made the rules. You cannot change it to suit yourselves. You have been blinded by Satan. The liberation in your heart has been placed there by Satan. You gain nothing but your own destruction. None. Those who have accepted the rules and taken the habit must remain in the habit. The mind and the eyes are the mirror of the soul. Therefore, you will cast your eyes upon goodness and holiness and purity. You will not watch the infernal machine, your television. You will not read books of sex education, books that do not belong in your school. They are a private discourse between children and parents. The Eternal Father finds abominations and sins, four sins and matter of sins of the flesh being committed because of the false teachers who now have set themselves in the house of God. You have been warned, my sisters and brothers. You have been warned in the writings from the prophets. Why have you cast them aside, not recognizing the signs of your time? I carried with me upon earth, my sisters, a little book of knowledge. Why can't you carry this with you? Imitation of the Christ. Fair maidens, do not lust, my sisters. They do not lust, for they know not embarrassment or sin. The purity, the beauty of purity is gone forever from their lives. If you do not have purity of purpose in your worldly life, you cannot enter the kingdom of life, the kingdom of the Father, where purity reigns. Is it not better, my sister, to have to suffer to be different for just a little while upon your earth? Life is eternal in the kingdom of the God. Your life upon earth is but a short pilgrimage. Shall you give yourself to Satan while on earth and be claimed by him over the rails? pitying those who have been lost in the darkness. Dear Holy Father, worried and wan, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin, for the sorrows have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores. So deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must ascend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender of too many souls that don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life. Smite in the heart with the human life of hate, greed, avarice, vanity. All indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who stand up and fight for all heaven's glory, and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story? My sister, remember the message I gave you in 1969. You can see, my sister, it is coming true fast. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stroke the fire that burns the soul. The hours are numbered, the days are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. You must, my sister, hasten to give out the message. All peoples of earth must remain true to Pope Paul the Sixth, faithful and true in his present duress. He suffers much from those about him who are deceivers. Satan has entered my sisters and brothers into the highest ranks of the hierarchy. Therefore, you will recognize the faces of evil by their fruits. Will they be known? Now it's growing very dark, and Teresa is now going over to our lady. It's right for our lady standing over by the left side, and Teresa is standing there, and the other nuns now are backing up. They're just floating backwards up into the sky, and our lady now is placing her hand out and pointing over to the right side of the sky, and there are two red fish now floating. It's like they're swimming right across the sky, two red fish. And next to them on their tails, there are letters forming B and C. Now, also, it's like a triangle. The B and the C now are throwing out rays, and at the tip end of a V-like formation is the letter V, V-B-C. Now I hear a tremendous sound. I recognize it is Michael.
my goodness, Bertha. I can see Popal now, the real Popal. He's very thin. He's very wan. He's very sorrowful. And I hear him now. He's opening his mouth and he says, Hiko! Hiko! And on his chest, I see, the crucified body of Jesus. And now, there's coming a very ugly-looking thing above, floating out of the sky above the fall. And he's holding a long knife. No, it's a knife above his head. Now the sword is pointing over to the left, and it's pointing down, and there's a huge Bible. I know it's a big Bible, and a voice is hollering, "Come, come!" And on top of the Bible, there's a huge black cross covering it. It doesn't look good. It's a terrible, ominous-looking black cloth. And the Bible, that had golden pages and red, is now becoming to fade. It's fading and turning black. Now, over the whole scene, it's just like a moving picture. There's coming a huge sickle with a hammer through the center. A sickle with a hammer through the center. And all about it now are red hats. They're those large sombrero type of hats. I don't know how, but the mother to explain it. They're round with round crowns on them. They look like very big hats. And they were bright red, and they've got tassels, like golden tassels hanging from them. And they're all suspended, and one now is perched on top of the sickle. It's just sitting almost like a crown on top of the sickle. Now it's becoming very dark, and I can't see it anymore. Our Lady now is coming forward. My child, you are now seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. You will understand all in due time. The world must keep a constant vigilance of prayer. There is no other recourse. The Eternal Father has a heavy hand. Mr. 666, my child, the Antichrist forces are now loose fully upon earth. Without your prayers and the prayers of the multitude, he will bring about a full destruction among mankind. Wars, all manners of abominations, darkness in holy places. And she's placing it in front of her in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And our lady is placing her hand out like this. She has a beautiful rosary, huge white beads that have all the colors of the rainbows emanating from them in all directions. It's beautiful. And the cross, the crucifix, is golden. And Our Lady now is extending it out in front of her, over to her right, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, my children. Continue with courage. It will take much perseverance to give my message to the world. But your greatest hope, your greatest strength, is with the knowledge that you are on the winning side. My Son shall come down to earth in triumph to stop your suffering in time, my children. Keep your robe clean and spotless, for he will recognize you, my children, in that manner when he returns to your earth. Wash them in the body and blood of my Son. Remain close to him, my children, in the Eucharist. Wash your robe in his blood. I bless you all, my children, and extend to you graces of cure and conversion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My child, you will be seated now and read the photograph. Oh. Now there is a great circle of light coming. It's perfectly circular. It's like we're ringing the whole area here. And also, from the center, it's almost like looking at a wheel on a bicycle. There are radiation points of light from the center. And now Jesus is coming forward. And it's beautiful. Oh, he looks so beautiful. The light is so bright that I can barely look into it. I'm sure my eyes must be burned. It's so brilliant. Now, Jesus is coming forward. He has sandals on his feet. I can see the brown strap. And it's quite windy up there because his cape is blowing. And also his hair. Jesus' hair looks quite long. It does touch the cape, his shoulders. And his hair, I can't tell very well, but the light is so brilliant. It does look a reddish brown. It's quite straight and curling at the ends. I can see it. Oh, and Jesus is smiling. I can see now. But for the first time in a long time, I can see his beard. He's got a very short, very well manicured beard. And Jesus is smiling. My child, I am happy that there can be joy in the hearts of mankind, for they understand well the plan of heaven. Yes, my child, the time has come to reveal to the world the truth. it must be made known to mankind the conditions, the dispositions of the eternal city. Satan has waited there these days. He has planned his battles. And we, and you, my children, as children of God the Father, shall battle him well. Do not be affrighted at the coming day. It has been all written in time, in the great book, the Tome. You will understand in days to come the plan from heaven. It is a testing period for all. All that is rotten will fall, and man shall be tested as metals in the fires. M-E-T-T-L-E, my child. Metals in the fires. You will observe, my child, the existence of the agents of hell, known as 666 to you all. It is not one man you shall seek, but a full army of demons, led by six demons of major incidents. They have been sent from the abyss on special missions. They are doing full battle against the children of God now. You are in the days known as the apocalyptic days of Revelation. My mother has come to you because of the necessity of your time. She has been shut out and cast aside in many places. For mankind has hardened his heart to the truth. He prefers to blind himself in worldly pleasures and pleasures of the flesh. Never keeping in mind that his life upon earth is but of short duration. What does it gain a man if he wins the whole world and suffers the loss of his soul? Life is eternal over the veil, and not one of you, my children, shall escape the judgment. No man shall fall into the abyss unless he goes there of his own free will. Believe, and you shall be given the way. Your world now has plunged itself into deep darkness of sin. You have been given the true knowledge. You will not give yourself to the world. You will not take my church and give it to the world of Satan, turning it from a place of sanctity and refuge to a meeting place of all foul practices, lacking respect and honor. You take off your collar and expose your true nature. You are of carnal desires. As such, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. My child, you will continue to bring the message from heaven to the world. The time is truly short. If mankind was given the knowledge at this time of how much time in earthly days and years he has, he would now be down on his knees and making atonement with speed. However, it is the will of the Eternal Father that each man be given his chance and opportunity to save his soul. No man shall enter into the abyss, the kingdom of Satan, the prince of darkness, except of his own free will, for he will have let himself onto the road up to Satan. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you, my children, and extend to you the strength to go forward and persevere, for the kingdom of heaven is for all who are seeking. Ask, and you shall be given the way. Many are called, but few are chosen. But believe, and you will be given the way. And Jesus now is extending his hand out in front of him and making the sign of the Trinity in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is moving over, going over to the left side, past the statue valley and over by the tree. And he looks very beautiful. The light is very bright. Oh, and now he's placing his hand down in front of him like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I give to you my peace of spirit, my children. Continue with your prayers of atonement. Continue with saving your brothers and sisters. For without your prayers, many will be lost to us. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Mother dearest, Mother fairest, help a poor. And take a picture of it.